Hello everyone, welcome to Mondas Podcast episode 87. In this episode we're going to be talking about our favourite Colin Baker episodes. I know a lot of people will be like, that's a tough one. Yeah, I get that. It's not really everyone's favourite. But thanks very much for everyone's Twitter retweets and whatnot at IanTodd82 if you want to get in touch. Colin Baker, I've met the guy as well, and very nice guy as well. You know, can't knock him. Got a nice autograph, and I got a picture as well. Yeah. With the modern age, you know, pictures and selfies and whatnot. I still like a cheeky autograph, you know, you can't knock it. So, my favourite Colin Baker. It's tough. To be honest with you, I had the Target book of Attack of the Cybermen when I was a kid, and I really liked the book, but when I saw the episode, it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, if I'm honest. Sometimes that can happen. I mentioned that to the Blue Box podcast guys recently, when I asked them about which Target novels and stuff weren't as good when you actually properly saw them. It does happen. You know, your brain can make things and your imagination can make it much better than it actually can be on screen, you know. The Trial of a Time Lord, some elements were quite good, but I really don't like the episode where Perry leaves. I think that was rubbish. I quite like the first four part, and then even the Vervoid one's not too bad. It's all a little bit muddled, and I think the trial bit does take you out of things, and it doesn't really work that well. Mark of the Rani, some people like that, but the Rani's not really, I'm not really a massive fan of the Rani, and being from the northeast of England, the accents were rubbish and terrible. Oh, they're awful. When people try and do these accents of people from the northeast, and rarely get it wrong, because it was supposed to be set in Killingworth, in North Tyneside, and it just didn't work. Oh, it was bad. Twin Dilemma, I've seen once, and that was enough, if I'm honest with you. I don't really like an angry doctor who tries to throttle his companion and whatnot. This was supposed to be the favourite episode, and I'm just slagging it off. I do apologise that I've got slightly derailed. And actually, Time Lash gets a lot of bad press. I've seen that once. I didn't think it was that bad. Paul Darrow chewed scenery, and I enjoyed that. That was pretty interesting. But the one I'm going for is the best one. Don't Mind Two Doctors as well. Just a little side thing. Again, it's probably more about Patrick Troughton being in it and what Perry was wearing, if I'm honest. The one I'm going for is Revelation of the Daleks. And it's quite bleak when you think about it, and the Doctor's not in it that much as well. Yeah, it's quite a morbid adventure, but something about it I like. Seward's, he's quite divisive with fans, I know, when the stuff he's done. I like Resurrection of the Daleks as well. That was an interesting episode as well, from Davison's era, but anyway. Yeah, some interesting ideas in it, and I don't know, just sometimes I think they're close to getting it right. In the Colin Baker later sort of era, they got it really wrong initially, but I think they seem to be getting on better, Perry and the Doctor, in this episode, and that made it better, just because when they're sort of sniping each other and stuff like that, it's not good. I first watched Revelation, I think it was around the anniversary sort of time, it was early 90s definitely. I remember watching it maybe it was a Friday night or something. I enjoyed it straight away, you know, I thought it was an interesting adventure. But when you watch it again, it's quite a bleak episode, quite morbid, obviously, with the subject matter. And I'm always like Daleks and Davros and stuff like that in it. So, I mean, Davros was something that got worse in time, I think. My first ever adventure watching Davros was Remembrance. But so going back and seeing Revelation and stuff, I realised that after Genesis, it was a bit with Destiny and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, I think it's one of them sort of things. It could have got a lot better, the Colin Baker era, if it had been given more time and not being rushed through with stuff. And yeah, behind the scenes wasn't perfect, was it, with JNT and stuff. But yeah, Revelation, I think I'll go with as the best. I know some people aren't a fan, but yeah, that I think it's a best of a bad bunch. So, Let's hear what other people have got to say.
Guest, Blue Box Podcast, Blue Box Podcast, Blue Box Podcast.
This is JR from the Blue Box Podcast, picking my favourite Colin Baker story for the Mondas Podcast. And the simple truth is, I don't have one. I don't like any of the stories from either of the years when Colin Baker was the Doctor. And so choosing the one that I dislike the least, and this is a terrible thing to say because I love Doctor Who and I love all of it, and I think everything that's happened in Doctor Who has the perfect right to exist. It's just those two seasons are the two seasons I am least likely to pull off the shelf and watch. So choosing a favourite story is virtually impossible, but the one I will nominate is The Mark of the Rani, because it's the one that most feels like Doctor Who out of all those stories. The music, the characters, the situation, the premise, the way the story moves forward, the thing that the Rani's doing, the reason why she's there. That feels like actually the 1980s doing something that the 1970s would have done, but moving it on into the 1980s. A lot of things in that story feel like they have a right to be in Doctor Who, although I don't think it's particularly done especially well. But I do think Pip and Jane Baker get a hard time. I think their script is a lot better and their dialogue is a lot better than they usually give it any credit for. And, you know, the most common complaint is that they put big words into the mouths of intelligent people. And if that's a complaint, okay, they go a bit far with it sometimes, but if that's the worst complaint you can make about their stories, then that's not really a heavy complaint at all. Now, somebody wants to interrupt, so you better say who it is first.
I'm Matt from the Blue Box Podcast. I wouldn't choose Mark of the Rani because I think they do put big words into intelligent people's mouths, but they're not very clever big words. They're just meaningless.
But not in that story. I think it's better in that story than later on.
Mark of the Rani is the best of their stories.
Mm.
But I would choose...
Well, I did say I didn't like it.
No.
It was the one I did like the least.
I'm comparing the Colin Baker stories with each other.
Yeah, okay.
And I think one of the few that I could watch from beginning to end without getting bored is The Two Doctors. Because it has... I mean,
we're all nodding now.
It has Patrick Troughton. It has Patrick Troughton in it. Fraser Hines in it. It's written by Robert Holmes. It's not far from Robert Holmes's best, but you can still detect Robert Holmes-ness in it. So for all the problems with the director and the direction and some of the performances and the tone at times, I think it's still exciting, and I remember it being on, and it was exciting when it was on. So that's the one I would choose.
Okay, so would anybody who's not going to choose The Two Doctors like to volunteer to go next?
Time Lash, anyone?
Okay, all the rest of you are choosing The Two Doctors, so just say who you are, and then it's The Two Doctors that you're choosing.
Should we say it together?
Go on.
This is Simon from the Blue Box Podcast, and yes, Two Doctors, because it was event television, something we really look forward to seeing. Patrick Troughton on the screen, Fraser Hines, a certain amount of the fact they enjoyed making it seemed to flow into the programme itself. As to why on earth it was in Spain. Well, we know why it was in Spain, but it just was. Bad Santarin masks. Oh, God, there were so many problems. But it's awful. Do actually have a bit of a soft spot for The Ultimate Foe because it was so bloody odd.
Yeah.
So I actually really quite like that. So maybe I'll pick that instead. Maybe that deserves to be my choice instead. It really is a struggle. And I hate that because I did watch it avidly because I wanted to stay faithful to the show, but it was really hard. So yeah, Ultimate Foe then instead of Two Doctors.
Okay. Mark from the Blue Box Podcast.
Hello, this is Mark from the Blue Box Podcast. It was a tough choice really because I think I'm not quite as anti that era as JR, but I'm probably going to go with Mark of the Rani as well, just because it's a historical, which is quite rare for that period in the show. Kate O'Mara is very good. The music, I thought, was a step up from the stories around it. I thought that worked really well. The location was fantastic. Slightly iffy. Trees that come to life and grab people. And...
it's Doctor Who.
Yeah. But no, that's that. I think JR said it's the nearest to what you might think of as classic Doctor Who from that era. So that's the same for me.
And finally, we saved the Betsy till last.
I thought you were going to turn the thing off.
Tempted.
Hello, it's Lee. Lee from the Blue Box Podcast. And I'm going to go with my childhood enjoyment of an episode, which was shot down in flames and made me relegated to third or fourth place when we were doing it a few years back. And that's Revelation of the Daleks, which I really loved. I loved it.
I can't believe it took to the fifth one of us for somebody to nominate that, actually.
Well, why do I like it? I don't know. I mean, I just like the characters in it. They weren't as Holmesian as he wanted to make them, obviously. I like the idea of it. I like the soylent green aspect of it. I love the kind of wandering about at the beginning with Colin Baker and Perry, which is great. I kind of enjoyed that bit. The whole thing, the maudlin kind of mortuary aspect of it, and Davros as a head just made me laugh, you know, and Colin being particularly nasty to him as well. The whole thing just stuck with me as a kid, whereas the rest of it didn't.
Did you like the Glass Dalek?
I love the Glass Dalek.
That was really good.
Loved
that
it.
Was cool.
Did you like the DJ?
No. I love Alexis.
Hey, I love Alexis Sale.
Alexis Sale is one of his best. One of my favorite.
What we've basically just done is summed up the Colin Baker era. We've just squeezed all the goodness out of the Colin Baker era we can.
Do you know
so that we don't have to do it again.
You know, I was really tempted to do and almost did nominate the Twin Dilemma just because it came from season 21 instead of 22 or 23.
I was half tempted to choose the Air Zone solution.
Mm.
But then it wasn't
that's
very good.
That's not a six-doctor story either. Yeah.
Would that be in italics on paper?
Oh, don't get me started again.
Okay, I think that'll do. Well, that was the Blue Box Podcast nominating our favourite Colin Baker story. Ian Todd, don't you ever, ever, ever ask us to do something like this again.
Eliza Harris.
In a way, I was really happy when the Colin Baker Doctor came along, because my dad had banned me from watching Doctor Who before that for a while, because when it was on Peter Davidson era, it was on at least twice a week, and my dad hates Doctor Who and refused to let us watch it. So there's quite a few Peter Davidson ones that I didn't really watch until fairly recently. So Colin Baker, really excited. It was back on Saturdays. I could watch it. Longer episodes. Really, really exciting. And then, well, I liked him. I did actually like him. He was sort of young and vital. He was very violent, though. It was a little bit too much for a little kid to watch, really. Having him strangling his companion, stuff like that. Not great. But my dad wasn't watching it, so he didn't go, "You can't watch it anymore." So I happily watched it. Really, then it stopped for ages and ages, which was really disappointing, but pleased my dad, obviously, because we didn't watch it at all. We only had like one television back in the day, years ago. So when he came back, though, he was about twice the size and sort of cuddly, whereas he'd been sort of vital and handsome and, yes, violent, but other than that, ooh, look at him, he's thrusting and... Yes, but then he was just sort of a teddy bear when he came back, which was different, and everybody commented on it, obviously. My favourite episode, though, is, well, it has to be The Two Doctors. I would think that's most people's favourite Colin Baker episode, mostly because it's got Patrick Troughton in it as well, and obviously Jamie, hooray. So, yeah, you've got two for one. It's all much better. It is a stupid episode in a lot of ways, though. I mean, Androgum. What's that? Some sort of manly gum you have. It's like instead of Viagra. What? And it's set in Seville, which is really just an excuse to go on holiday, isn't it? But it's a fun episode. One thing I do remember from that is all of a sudden, the Doctor is psychic. He lies down, Colin Baker, they let him lie down, so he doesn't have to do much for a while. He's just lying down, sort of out of the episode, and suddenly announces that he's got all these psychic powers he never had before. That's great. It's also got, obviously, Bonnie Langford, she's Bonnie Langford. I never really didn't like Bonnie Langford when I was a kid. I sort of wanted to be, I'd rather have been Lena Zavaroni, but if that failed, I would have been Bonnie Langford. But I mean, in retrospect, maybe not. But maybe no. Maybe she is. In retrospect, she's been completely... Everyone's like, yeah, Bonnie Langford, she's fine. And Colin Baker, he's fine too. I interviewed him a few years ago. He was doing Panto, so I didn't meet him. It was on the phone. And he seemed very, very jolly, very nice, very friendly, very showbiz. Not at all what you'd expect from the Sixth Doctor.
Mondes Podcast. Mondes Podcast.
With Ian Mondes Todd.
Podcast. Mondes Podcast. Mondes
with Ian
Podcast.
Todd.
Mondes Podcast.
Mondes
Podcast. Mondes Podcast. Mondes Podcast. Mondes Podcast. Mondes Podcast. Mondes Podcast. Mondes Podcast. Mondes Podcast. Mondes Podcast. Mondes Podcast.